time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Since I was talking about sexuality in the last program, and a gentleman called and said, this is my second divorce, and I'm troubled about it. And I instead of giving him an answer to it, since he'd been divorced, well, this is going to be his second divorce, I spoke to him about his lack of manliness. Women want a man to be a man. They don't want a son. They don't want him to be a little boy that needs mothering and sort of having sex with a son, so to speak. That's how she feels sometimes, which breeds utter contempt. There's nothing necessarily wrong with sex, but something mystical is missing in our relationships when it comes to man-woman relationships. All the suffering in the world, all of the suffering in the world, begins and ends with the man-woman relationship. I don't know how I'm going to go on with this, but it's such an intense subject. It's so, I've got to have the right person to pose me certain questions, because it's very difficult to lecture on it. I need someone to call me and say, but what if, or ask me to explain myself and give me a problem where I can apply the things I'm saying. But just for the surface of it, just to open the program, the second hour, is that there's a relationship that men have with women that comes with being born. And I think the scriptures talk about being born in sin, thrust into the world of failing fathers. Because you see, we had a first failing father. The origin of our Judeo-Christian teachings, and I believe it to be true. Science says that we came out of the primordial slime, and I say we're going back into it if we're not careful, because we're becoming less human beings, and it seems like the patriarchs of old were wiser than we are. We study their scriptures that are 5,000 years old, but they seem to be smarter, have better answers to life than we do. Albeit that not enough people can adhere to it or even practice it correctly. They got the right ideas, and we desperately need them now. And it all began with the wrong relationship between men and women, one man and one woman. See, the first man fails. He doesn't say, put that fruit down, Eve. She eats it and sort of convinces him to do likewise. So he falls like a drug addict, a person becoming a drug addict by partaking of the forbidden fruit. A very strange and mysterious process takes place. A change of allegiance, a transference of control. The ruling entity behind everything is, for a man, should be his creator. He should love, cleave to what is right, more than anything. And with that, he should say to his woman, put that fruit down and don't tempt me. Not use her to support his errant ways. So, but the point is, the first failing man breeds with the first unloved woman. She's never had love. She's never been told no. And so we give birth to the first man, born of woman, failing men. Unloved women, failing men's sexual breeders, and burning for reinforcement for ego, sort of born like addicts, drug addicts with sex, with a female form, no modification of an interior ruling entity. The ruling entity abides with women. All hell is about to break loose. We'll be right back.
Long for the days when life was less complex and confusing? Do you wish there were ways to reduce everyday stress? If you have worries about your family, finances, or relationships, then it's time for you to download and listen to Be Still and Know from FHU.com. This free audio lesson will teach you how to free yourself from your own negativity so you can better deal with day-to-day challenges. You can stop the anger, the doubt, the sense of failure that's holding you back. FHU.com can help. Learn exercises that will give you strength to overcome problems and make life easier. Don't let emotions take control. If you're ready for a new perspective, go to FHU.com to hear Be Still and Know absolutely free. That's FHU.com. With a new version of your own life, you can be happy again. Visit FHU.com for a free audio download of Be Still and Know. Life is too short to waste on the same problems day after day. Go to FHU.com. Do it today.
It's time for Advice Line.
Jealousy reared its ugly head. You know, all my girlfriends had relationships, you know, and I never had one.
Call 1-800-866-8883.
I'm having a great deal of difficulty with anger because I guess I people-pleased all my life.
Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Well, now, I don't often have the pleasure of speaking to ministers and pastors, but I believe I have one now. And is that Ronald in Kansas?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Ronald. How can I be of? Yeah, fine, thank you. How can I be of service?
Well, I'm a born again believer, and I'm a chaplain. I have a ministry of discipleship, and I have a next door neighbor that, or she and her husband have become like our kids, and they've been having problems in their relationship, which started when the husband, who is on the computer all the time because that's his job, got caught up in some pornography, and she caught him masturbating.
Oh, wow.
And
wow, that's an interesting one. It's not unusual.
Yeah, and so...
Well, and let me say this. Let me start with, you've got two problems. There are two questions here, don't you? Let's take this one first. A lot of the fault lies with the woman, because I can tell you, you have to ask her this personal question: did she have sex with him before marriage, and did she entice him by using that seductive tool to possess him? That's the question, because I don't know if you know my view, and I'm sure you share this view. We should never have sex before marriage.
I agree.
And because marriage is a holy thing, and you can't allow for how can I say this? The woman must not seduce the man because before marriage by having him and drawing him away from God, the way Adam was drawn away from God by Eve. He no longer has authority over the woman, but right. the spirit of the darkness has authority over both of them through the woman. You see that, don't you? And it's the same story over and over and over again.
Right.
And so therefore she, as Eve, seduces the man who is naive and doesn't understand his role yet, and makes him think, by giving him a freebie, if you'll pardon me, I said that, to draw him away from the very quality, or further away, as so happens to be, draw him further away from the very authority of God in him that she needs to rule over her.
Sure, exactly right.
And so she's dissatisfied, she's unhappy. Yeah. She's unhappy, but the only way she can hold him is to encourage him, to give him more and more sex and make him more and more addicted and make more and more demands on him. And he runs away from her because he can't function anymore, because men can't function when women mother them and pressure them for sex.
Exactly right.
Is that correct?
I agree. And, I guess a couple of weeks ago, I talked to her on the phone, and I told her, I said, you know, I know where you've come from as far as your relationship of not ever having a father. I know
that's right. That's right.
I said, I know that you have had four dads, but you've never had a father.
That's correct. And because, I understand that.
And because I love you and I care for you and your relationship, I am asking you to consider allowing me to become your father, that we can, that you can grow.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem. Now, I don't mean to be rude in any way, shape, or form. You want me to be perfectly frank, don't you?
Sure, you bet.
Now, if you had that spirit in you that is recognizable as authority, and you say you've been born again, and meaning that you should have that ability, that nature in you that shines, that's easily recognizable, so you don't really have to ask her to be your father. She'd recognize the father in you, the heavenly father, and therefore she'd easily give herself over to you for sound instruction. But you don't,
exactly right.
But you don't violate the protocol by saying, let me be your father. I know on this radio program, a lot of people put me in that role of father because they need the correction, but they put me in that role because they see a light shining, which is recognizable to recognizable. It's discernible.
Sure.
See, and that draws them, like the sheep know the voice of the shepherd. It draws them away from their sins and makes them feel safe with me. Now, I didn't mean to be difficult, because
no,
I know I. But you haven't been born again yet.
I'm sorry?
When you are truly born again and you receive the Spirit, that will occur naturally.
Oh, you bet. You bet.
See,
I agree.
See, so
the one thing, you know, as I was meditating on this issue and waiting on the Lord with it, he showed me the story of the woman that by faith she had the issue of blood, and she says, if I could only touch
the hem of his garment,
touch the hem of his garment, I would be healed. And so as I was waiting on the Lord with this, it's like he was showing me, if you can get your next door neighbor, or get these two people to get quiet and allow the hurts and the pain that they have been suffering all these years.
Well, let me break in here. What you need to do is tell your the lady friend is this. See, you have to read her mind. You remember Jesus at the well was reading the mind of the lady at the well. Remember, you had 600 husbands,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
And he says, you know, God is waiting for people to worship in spirit and truth and so on and so forth.
Sure.
But he discerned the mind. And so you have to discern her mind. And I would discern her mind from a distance and saying that because she's had no father, and her forefathers obviously couldn't be fathers, none of them.
Right.
Just like Bill Clinton had six fathers, and you know what a mess it made of him. And what he made of the mess of America as a consequence of it. But the reason why she feels resentful towards all men through her fathers, but being a good woman, she feels very, very guilty. But she feels guilty because she resents men. And there's something about resenting fathers. There's something about resenting the father you can see that separates you from the father you cannot see. And it makes you feel very empty and very guilty. And you try to make up with love to men, hoping that women see themselves as the center of the universe, even the best of them do, and they do that, and they have a certain amount of power, and women have a sexual power over men. They're born with that, but so when men are attracted to that, she feels that she has this man loves her, and if she could service him and love him, perhaps she can love him in such a way to save him so he becomes her Jesus, and he
sure.
will save her. But all she's doing is bringing out the worst in her husband. And she'll bring out the worst in every man because she is not Jesus, and her love is only a nurturing of the beast in all the men.
Right.
Do you see?
Right.
She's nurturing all those beasts. And she's becoming abused by those beasts. She's been abused by other men. But the point is, she got to keep... But the more she gets upset by her failure to transform a man into a Jesus, and these Jesus people, instead of being Jesus men, they're beast men, see? They all like their fathers. They all disappoint her. And so now she's stuck with a man she's married, and she wants so badly to love with him, but he's running like hell far away from her because she's crying out for something he can't give.
Yeah.
See, she's making too many demands on her. And men are, how can you say, men are emasculated by women who make too many demands on for sex. But really, she wants love. She wants to do the very best she can. But all she's doing is making things worse. She
sure.
She needs to get quiet and get rid of the anger she feels towards all those
yeah.
men, all those
yeah.
fathers in her life, and find the father within. She's got to find forgiveness for them, but she hasn't found forgiveness for them yet because she's still looking for a man to love her to take the pain away.
I see that.
She's looking for some man. She's trying to make an ordinary man into a Jesus and to save him so he can save her.
Yeah, amen.
And it won't work.
Yeah.
She's playing God with her love. And she doesn't have any redeeming power. And when, you know, governments and people who love others and have compassion for others and who have compassion, human compassion has no redeeming power. But has manipulating power. So when a woman loves,
true.
When a
that's
woman true. Loves a man, when a woman man's loved too much, he feels manipulated. See,
yeah.
And at the same time, he can take advantage of that love, and she can be disappointed,
yeah.
And she becomes resentful because she's actually encouraging a man to take advantage of her.
Yeah,
and then there's a fight, an argument. He goes out and gets drunk, and then it goes on like. Then she feels all alone by herself. She hates him. She loves him. She hates him. She feels lonely after a while. She needs his life force. And she can't wait for him to get back in. He comes back with his hat in hand after being drunk. And she welcomes him and loves him. And only too glad to see him again. And they embrace and have sex and make up. And it gets worse.
Yeah.
The love of a woman for a man like that, for men like that, only makes them into bigger drunks, bigger weaklings. Bigger wimps, and leaves the woman high and dry, miserable on this, lonely and miserable on this wretched earth.
Oh, amen.
So she needs to leave her husband alone. She stopped wringing her hands. There's no human being that can save her. She needs to get quiet and find her Jesus. And you need to guide her to the Jesus inside her.
Yeah.
With the Jesus inside you.
Well, I'm in the process of working with her husband. I do not, of course, because of an ethical thing, I do not, relay information back and forth. But, I've been beginning to work with her husband to get him.
No, you need to start with the one that's come to you. You have her heart. Say, listen, you've got to stop wringing your hands. You've got to stop judging him.
Yeah.
You've got to stop reaching for him. You've got to let him go. You've got to let go. You can't save him.
No,
you're only trying to save him to save yourself, and it's not going to work. You need saving yourself. Let go.
Yeah.
She's struggling. She's angry with him, and then she feels guilty. And then she's guilty. She tries harder to love him, to get him back, to make up for it.
Yeah.
It won't ever work. All she does is drive him further and further to the computer and to the fantasy women and to real ones. But
amen.
He by this time, he may be afraid of a real one. That's why he's on the computer with fantasy, yeah. thinking that it won't hurt him. The fantasy woman won't hurt him, but it will.
I got to
go now. I'm just giving you an overview. It's not easy to tell another person how to do it, but I've done my best. Ladies and gentlemen, juveniles and crocodiles, we're going to make a break here. I think I need to give my tonsils a rest. So how about giving a nice commercial for me?
Your life can be all that you had hoped it could be. Sometimes, all we need is a little help in understanding how to unlock those doors that confine us. The first crucial step is to reach out. Countless people just like you have changed their lives for the better through the assistance of Roy Masters and Advice Line. Now you can order Advice Line shows on MP3, CD, 40 hours of audio by visiting FHU.com or by calling us at 1-800-877-3227. Catch up with those lost programs by ordering your CD today. Priceless information, insightful programming, a calming resolve. All available through Advice Line with Roy Masters. Order your 40-hour audio CD or simply subscribe today and never miss another show. Visit FHU.com or call the Foundation at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
Join the thousands who have gained enlightenment through the foundation of human understanding and from listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You'll find a wealth of information by visiting FHU.com. Sunday sessions at the Foundation are a popular event, but if you're unable to attend, you can now take them home with you. That's right. Enjoy 20 Sunday sessions on MP3 CD, 40 hours of audio on one CD. Find out more at FHU.com. Recent topics of Sunday sessions include Original Sin, Why It's No Longer Your Fault, Faith, Doubting the Demon of Doubt, and Food, the Most Dangerous Drug of All. Enjoy these and other relevant topics by ordering your Sunday sessions on CD. 20 sessions in all, a full 40 hours of audio. Find out more at FHU.com or call us during West Coast business hours at 1-800-877-3227. 1-800-877-3227.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
All right, we're going to go to our caller now. Bill in Oklahoma. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Roy. This is Bill out here in Oklahoma. I got a problem with a woman I'm trying to help. She lies to me a lot. I don't know how.
Wait a minute. You're not married to this woman, right?
No.
Are you having sex with her?
No, sir. I've counseled you about this about 6 months ago. And
I remember you.
Is it all safe? Everything is straightening out now with your help, but I still have a problem with her lying to me.
And are you a counselor? I forget now.
No, I'm just a regular labor worker.
You're a friend of this lady?
Yes, sir.
Well, why bother with her?
Sir?
Why bother with her?
Well, I'm letting her stay in a trailer wrap behind my property here.
Why is that? Out of goodness or out of weakness?
No, she's sick. She's battling with MS and lymphatic cancer.
Well, there's lots of people who are suffering from illness. Why this one?
I don't know why the Lord put her in my hands over here to help her, but I'm not sure
that the devil didn't put her there.
Well, maybe so, but there's some purpose for her being here, but I'm trying to deal with how to handle with her correctly. I don't want to do anything to hurt her.
Well, maybe you are by giving her sympathy.
Well, if it is, I sure wouldn't know how.
Well, just giving her sympathy, just by helping her out of your weakness. She knows how to manipulate you. I have a feeling that all the problems she has comes from the game she's been playing all of her life, and she's suffering from all the games she plays, and she knows how to manipulate to men like yourself, and she has secret contempt for you. Why would she, if she had love for you and respect for you, why would she lie to you? Why would she play with your brain? If she had respect for you, you would think a woman who was had this illness or disease or whatever problem she has, alone in the world, would have respect for a man who doesn't have sex with her and gives her a trailer and looks out for her like a father. You would think that she would respect you and be truthful with you. But what does she lie about?
Well,
what does she lie about?
Well, she got the cell phone, and I asked her if she got the cell phone. She said no, but she's got one. And I don't know who she's calling or what's going on.
What business is of yours? Why are you concerned about? It's her life. Why can't she have a cell phone and talk to anybody she wants. So this is a little puzzling to me.
Well, if she's seeing other
people... Do you have to pay for it? You have to pay for it?
Yeah, I've been paying all of her bills.
Oh, you've been paying her bills, so she decided she wants to pay a cell phone. So she knows you're going to pay for it. She doesn't have to ask you. She knows you're too weak to throw her out.
Well, that's what I was trying to see. If she's
That's what you should be doing. Paying all her bills, and then she goes behind your back and gets other things and expects you to pay for it? But aren't I not right?
Some place to go. I don't want to do anything.
Why should you care?
I just...
Why should you care? No, I'm sorry. I'm not playing anymore. Because the more you give in, the more you're going to give in, the more she'll own you. This woman has moved into your life, and she's taking you over. And pretty soon you're going to have lymphoma. And you're going to be messed up. And you're going to be needing someone to help you, but there won't be anybody around because you're not a manipulating person. You're a manipulated person. You won't be able to get all those advances. She'll suck you dry. Why don't you wake up, young man, that she's pulling on you and she's manipulating you and you can't see it?
Well,
you are her slave. You are enslaved to this woman, and you have to convince yourself that the Lord has put her in your hands, and I'm telling you the devil did.
Okay, but I still trust in God to help her and help me.
Well, then throw her out and let God help her.
Well, like you said, there's God in two places, and other people.
But the God in me, if I were you, would say, nice knowing you. I'm not going to sit around and feed myself to you. You go find somebody else. I'll find somebody else that would appreciate me more. There's other people that would appreciate a man like you. But this one's not appreciating you. This one's living off of you. And you got to see this.
Well, I see it. I just don't know. Well, I don't want anything to hurt her.
But she needs hurt. She needs the pain. She's done this to men all her life. You're not the only one. She's lived this way. That your life is her life. What is yours is hers, and what's hers is hers. She owns you. You're a weak man. You have a weakness. You don't know how to say no to this woman. You don't know how to say that's what she needs. She needs someone to say no. That's enough. Get out of here. Sorry. You don't have to be angry. Just say, I'm sorry. I don't want to help you anymore. I've done that to lots of people.
Yeah, but she's unable to work and has no income.
Well, that's her problem. And she's unable to work because maybe no one will hire her.
No, she got a neuromuscular.
Now what? You're going to continue to feed yourself to her? Let the welfare people deal with it. That's what you pay taxes for, isn't it?
They've turned her down. So she's trying to get subsidy help and everything, but they've turned her down twice.
You're not listening to me. Suffer. Enjoy your suffering. Can't say no to the devil. Okay, and if you were strong with her, maybe she'd wake up. Who knows? Who knows what lies inside a person? He's feeding himself to a parasite. But maybe if he stood his ground, maybe he'd find a different person in there, just waiting for the touch of real love. This man has servitude. He's enslaved. He's feeding himself to a parasite. We'll be right back.
Do you long for the days when life was less complex and confusing? Do you wish there were ways to reduce everyday stress? If you have worries about your family, finances, or relationships, then it's time for you to download and listen to Be Still and Know from FHU.com. This free audio lesson will teach you how to free yourself from your own negativity so you can better deal with day-to-day challenges. You can stop the anger, the doubt, the sense of failure that's holding you back. FHU.com can help. Learn exercises that will give you strength to overcome problems and make life easier. Don't let emotions take control. If you're ready for a new perspective, go to FHU.com to hear Be Still and Know absolutely free. That's FHU.com. With a new version of your own life, you can be happy again. Visit FHU.com for a free audio download of Be Still and Know. Life is too short to waste on the same problems day after day. Go to FHU.com. Do it today.
Yes, the last caller didn't want to hurt her feelings. I'll talk to you about that after the break. I can't say no to her because I don't want to hurt her feelings. She's sick. She's unhappy. I want to be nice to her. I need to be strong with her, but I don't want to hurt her feelings. We need to talk about that after the break. Sunday, October the 1st, seminar in Las Vegas. I haven't given a seminar in about 20 years there. Mostly it's Los Angeles. But actually, my biggest station is Las Vegas. More people support me from that area than anywhere else in Southern California or the West Coast. KDWN, KDWN. What is it? 720 on the dial out of Las Vegas. It's a big, huge station. We'll go on 2 hours there. Please God, I'm working on 2 hours. We've been on 1 hour for 42 years on that station. Can you believe that? I've been 46 years on radio. So anyway, so we're going to have it in Las Vegas, Sunday, October the 1st. It's the 9 o'clock in the morning to 5 p.m., excuse me, at the Texas Station Gambling Hall and Hotel. I understand it's a very nice hotel on the outskirts of Las Vegas, sponsored by a gentleman I apparently helped, and we're very grateful. Information, call 866-RADIO-ROY, 866-RADIO-ROY, and you can find the information on the web. That's FHU.com, Foundation of Human Understanding. Suddenly developed a hoarse voice, so you'll excuse me. So let me see. I give myself a few minutes break when I come back so I can clear my voice. You know, it happens all of a sudden. I'm getting old. 866-8883. Now, if you want to go to my website, a very interesting talk is coming up on the Sunday morning sessions. The insidious power of unconscious judgment. Somewhere lurking in your mind is a judgment. Unfairly so. Unfairly, even if it was, if you were hurt. But there's a judgment in there that you're nursing that keeps you from getting better. It's a secret judgment. You nurse it. You never reveal it to the person. Maybe not even to yourself.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
The gentleman that called a little while ago, who was taking care of this woman who had this multiple illnesses, who couldn't find work, etc., etc., can't get on welfare, etc., etc., and he's given her a trailer to live in case you didn't hear it, and now she's lying to him and running up bills, cell phones and other things, and she's using him, but he doesn't want to hurt her. I said, throw her out. She has no respect for you. She's a user. You're actually feeding her illness. You're feeding yourself to her illness. She's a parasite. Maybe you've got strong. She'll turn around. That's all she ever needs. Lots of women, all they ever need is a man that's strong and stands up for what's right. And they are brought to respect such a man. Not always, but it does happen. I've seen it happen in my relationships. People I thought were incurable. I was just strong with them. I said, nice knowing you. I'm not going to help you anymore. That's it. But, no, I don't want to help you anymore. That's it. And lo and behold, a few weeks pass, a month pass, they're better. They feel shocked by it. They thought they had their claws in me. They were sort of smooching and sort of kissing up to me. And that's why I couldn't help them. I could see that. So I just cut them off. Just like that. Now, I don't have to worry about hurting people's feelings. Those feelings need to be hurt. Now, let me tell you something about hurt feelings. The gentleman who said, I can't throw her out because I don't want to hurt her. Actually, he should have added the word feelings because that's what it is. He's a weak man. He can't say no. Some men can never say no to their wives or their mothers. It's sad. They're addicted to the approval of their mothers. They feel terrible without that approval. Some people even feel guilty when they don't have drink. You feel guilty when you don't take your drugs. Some people feel guilty if they don't go to church. It's an addiction. Church can be an addiction. Women can be an addiction. Everything can be an addiction that comforts you. And you've got to give yourself to it. Gambling is one of them, too. You give yourself to the gaming table. You give yourself to the game, and the gaming tables give you a feeling. You've got to keep giving. And the more you give, the less you are. The less you are, the smaller you are, the more insecure you become, and the more you want the feeling, the more the sense of worth is associated with the women, the gaming tables, the drugs, whatever it is. Some people commit suicide if they lose all their money, throw themselves off the Empire State Building. Can't stand the pain of that pain of loss of whatever them made them feel important. And women are very good at that, and they're not good in truest sense. But just to address this to the average person, if you don't want to hurt someone's feelings, that's the reason why you can't say no. Be assured that you're under a hypnotic spell. You feel it in your solar plexus. You want to say no. But at the same time, they put a sorry face. They look ill. They apologize. They make themselves small. They try to make you feel guilty, like you're doing something wrong. But all they're doing is withdrawing the support. Withdrawing the support. You fear the withdrawing of the support, leaving you in conflict, leaving you in pain. But you mistake this pain as you're hurting that person. Get it? When you can't say no, you have a solar plexus feeling in your solar plexus that won't let you say no because it tells you the same lie. I'm really a good person. I don't really want to hurt their feelings. No, what you're really afraid of is losing their affection, losing some kind of advantage, and losing support, exposing you to yourself, giving you lots of pain without that reassurance, the love of that person, the affection, something of you is rooted in that person that you can't say no to, and they're reeling you in. You get upset. They push they know how to play that card, those cards, and they push. They aggravate. The aggravation makes you feel guilty. They put a long face on. They cry. Women do that. And then they act like they're hurt. Ah, that magnifies the whole idea that you're hurting them. And then you give in. And you've empowered their sickness. You've actually spoiled them rotten. You've taught them how to be a manipulator. And you become a slave of this if you're not careful. You try to say no to someone that you think of as your friend. When a friend starts to take advantage, you'll see the advantage, but you'll overlook the advantage because you don't want to lose the friendship. or the fiendship, as it's really as it really is. Okay, now we take our calls. Ladies and gentlemen, go to my website, fhu.com. Please support the program with your tax-deductible donation if you get value. Go to my website for value. Download a CD for value. Listen to the Sunday morning sessions for value. Read my books on there for value. There's lots of valuable things on that web which will help you get well, to help you understand deeply things that no one has ever told you before. Fair enough? That's what I'm doing. But I don't get paid for this. Foundation doesn't get paid by the broadcasters. So we have to foot the bill ourselves. And very often stations are kind. They didn't give us time in the middle of the night. That's why you're listening. Public service kind of thing. Very nice. We appreciate it. Good people. You need to thank the station that has me on, because well, God knows they have enough complaints. The squeaky wheel gets the oil, and those of you who love the program, you don't take the trouble to call and say, you know, how much you enjoy it, but the bad ones do, will make sure that you don't hear it. That's how it works. Thank you. Let me take our calls now. 866-RADIO-ROY, FHU.com. Where we get hold of me, 866 Radio Roy, that's a phone number, business hours, West Coast time, and FHU.com is the website. Please log on. Now we're going to go to our callers. Jim, in Las Vegas. Hello, Jim.
Hi, how you doing, Roy?
Fine, thank you.
I've listened to you for about 3 years now, and you've always given me a lot of insight. Where I'm running into the problem with what you tell me is staying consistent about trying to apply it.
Yes.
It's like right now I feel like a disconnection from within with myself. And for
What is the circumstance?
Just that the things that I know that are right to do, the things of how to control my anger, trying to live moment to moment instead of thinking for a month in advance, or a week, or an hour.
That's all bad stuff. That's all bad stuff to do that.
It's bad stuff to do what? I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, it's bad stuff to think weeks ahead. Hold the line a second. Studio, I'm getting feedback, very bad feedback, so my caller can't hear me. Okay, can you remedy that, please? Phone system, the engineers can fix it. Go ahead now, Jim, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that living the moment. You know, I can see how that enables me to be able to control just about everything with myself. And it's not so much to have a complete control, but to be aware of what I'm...
No. You must be under control.
Right.
I mean, meaning you have to be subject to your... You know the common sense you just said that you know is right?
Uh-huh.
What is the first rule of common sense? The first common sense rule that keeps common sense flowing forever, so it enables you to do what's right no matter what, is learning to patiently endure every circumstances, every slight, every cruelty, because the adversary in every human being, even your own children, is testing you for love, testing you for your fidelity, hoping that they won't. Some, like your children, hope that they don't conquer you and upset you away from the love that would otherwise be there. See, when you get upset, you no longer belong to God. You come down to the level of a person.
And that's my biggest problem, is my anger. I
know, but you need to. That is the biggest problem. But it also shows that you have not given. Have found the surrender to you haven't found that unity, you haven't found that union with your Creator yet. That's all it signifies, and you need to understand, you can't make yourself be patient, you can't give yourself patient, the power to a new nature. You can't give yourself a new nature. It requires a brand new nature from above, from within you.
I can remember when I was younger, I can remember the nature that I had and
yes.
The spirit that I had.
You were close to it. You were very close to it.
you know, I came from a large family where being sarcastic or saying something sarcastic and having a quick comeback that was witty and sarcastic was like, you can get like accolades for doing it. But yes. As I got older, I could see now that was being a smart mouth, and it wasn't witty. It was downright nasty, actually.
Yes, yes, I understand that.
That nature of that has gotten into me to the point that I've become the best at it, that it's one of the things I hate the most about.
Hold it right there. Don't hate yourself about that. And see, I'm getting, immediately you said that. When you say I hate the most about it, really you're resenting the fact, you're resenting yourself.
And
I do have that
resentment of how I've become good at that, because I know that's not the right thing.
Well, yes, but the resentment is only feeding it.
Yeah.
See, your own willful struggle to change you. How can I say this? What is a will? The will is either the will of God, or it's another will that is inside you that you take to be your very own. So when this will that has made a home in you, through what you just explained, through the kind of family background you came from, that trained you, that gave you this nature, this will comes from the world. It's not the will of God. It's the dark side of human nature has made a home in you. And it grows up in you, it thinks through you, and you think it is you. And when you find that its nature in you is made things inconvenient, and the things are going backwards and things are getting worse, and your conscience tells you there's something wrong with this, the first thing you do is try to will it to change.
Yeah.
Can't, but it won't work. So what you have to realize, I don't know how to tell you this, but you have to sit quietly and cogitate on what I'm about to tell you. Of yourself, you can do nothing. There's something inside you that tempts you to struggle with your own nature as if you were God and could give yourself this new nature. And if you'd realize this is playing a game with you, and you could cease striving, actually the scripture says, be still and know I am God, but actually it means cease striving and know that I am God. And then you will have this new nature. All you have to do is realize what I just said, and it will happen. We'll be right back. All right. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Roy Masters, and I represent the Foundation of Human Understanding, which is a spiritual church organization, 501c3. And what we look for is opportunity to help people to help themselves. We're not looking for followers. What I want you to follow is your conscience, because if you could listen to your conscience, if you not can just listen to it, but become subject to it, sort of somehow have a union with your conscience, which isn't presently so, your union is with what intimidates you, what entices you, that controls you. You have a conscience about it, is a given. But that conscience, you should have the same relationship with your conscience as you now have with what's taking you away from it. The sensuous, the love of the world, the pull of the world. Conditioning gets stronger and stronger. The more you struggle, the worse you get. And I can show you how that can be, this new relationship can be established, where it's easier to say no to everything that is not good. No to drugs, no to alcohol, no to thoughts. The endless loop thereof. Would you please go to the website fhu.com and download the CD free? And if it works, will you donate to the foundation? Your Sunday morning sessions are fascinating. That's like going to church every Sunday, but it's 7 days a week, 24/7. You can. It's always available. You know, the pulpit is open every evening, Monday through Friday. But it's not a pulpit. It's a discussion group with people. It's the way Jesus might have conducted a group of people looking for answers, a discussion, and helping people realize their problems, and so they go away. Realize it in the deepest sense. That's what I strive to do on this program, although it hasn't done, I've done so well this evening. Been very superficial questions this evening, so except the last one, of course. But maybe tomorrow night. But please go to hear some real substantive discourses on FHU.com. And if you don't have a computer, call my office and we'll send you a CD or cassette. If you can't afford it, we'll give it to you. Okay? Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Okay, Mike in Florida, how are you?
Just fine, yourself?
Good, Mike. What can I do for you? I see you're addicted to pornography.
That is my sole release as far as my sexual life.
Yeah, but a release from what?
When the urge arises, instead of developing a relationship with a woman, I use pornography to.
But you're afraid of women. You've been hurt by them. You've used them and they've got to you. So they've got inside your head. You're addicted to the women on the outside. You don't know how to deal with them, so in order for you not to be trapped in a relationship where you end up with the short end of the stick, so to speak, you've developed a fantasy, a female image, but it's more deadly there in your mind than it is in reality. It's the relationship you have with the woman in your head is an unfinished business of the woman you had in your bed. It's the same thing when you have a fight with somebody, an argument, and then you find yourself thinking about the thing over and over again because you haven't dealt with the issue outside. Because if you dealt with the issue outside properly, it wouldn't be inside your head. Craving for attention and wanting you to resolve it. But you deal with the problem inside your head the same way. You struggle with it. You fight with it. You get angry with it. It could even drive you to do strange things, but the principle is the same. You've got to learn to deal with women properly, and you got to start with dealing with the ones in your head first. You got to dismiss the dancing girls, because you know why? What's going to happen? If I can tell you what's going to happen, what you're dealing with is a mysterious mischievous spirit, the spirit of the female that you're addicted to on the outside, the sensuous pleasure she gave you. While she was giving you that sensuous pleasure, there's something of her nature, something dark, came through inside and established itself inside you. It's a spirit. And the spirit will dress up in the puppet form of a woman and offer itself to you to arouse you. And you don't know how to deal with it. It intimidates you, it excites you, it stimulates you. You resist it, you struggle with it, but the more you struggle with it, the more it arouses you. The more it arouses you sexually, by the very struggle itself will arouse you, the more you the stronger the feeling to indulge yourself with that with the image. So then you get into the image and then you masturbate with the image, and the image gets deeper inside your soul. So this image, this spirit is going to kill you. It's going to drive you to do something horrible. It will drive you to do something horrible for which you will go to jail for.
Roy, that image is so deeply embedded in me, I don't know how to do it, get rid of it.
You got to meditate with my meditation and find freedom. You need the truth that sets you free. This spirit inside you is playing with you to keep you from finding the truth. It keeps arousing you and arousing you and arousing you, and you keep escaping into it. But every time you escape into it through the pleasure, through this strange pleasure you get, this high, it's getting deeper into you, and you're getting further and further away from God, and you're getting guiltier and guiltier and guiltier, and the pain is getting worse and worse and worse, and then craving for the pleasure and the craving for the image. You keep calling up on the image, but you don't realize when you get into the image, the spirit behind the image gets inside you, into your soul, right deep into your soul. It'll kill you. It'll kill every man that's listening to me. It will make your life a thorough mess.
Let me tell you how bad it is. When the image plays with me so bad that, and when I have the climax, I am so drained of energy, I cannot function for at least.
There you go. It's taking your life force. It's taking your life force. But the women did it before. The women did it before that. But the spirit of the woman, it's not the woman. That the woman isn't real. It's a puppet. There's a puppet master behind that that's sucking your energy. It's killing you. You're going to die from that. As sure as I'm talking to you, you're going to die from some horrible disease, cancer, some enervating illness. My dear friend, go to my website, FHU.com, and meditate. So, and get above that image. Learn to deal with it. Find that force, the power, the overriding entity, the ruling spirit of that made the universe. And he will give you the power to overcome that spirit. It's not just the image itself. It's a spirit behind that. It always was, it always will be, ever since the beginning of when Adam and Eve were on this earth. It's the same one. We'll be right. We're back tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen. 866-8883. I'm Roy Masters with Advice Line.
Do you long for the days when life was less complex and confusing? Do you wish there were ways to reduce everyday stress? If you have worries about your family, finances, or relationships, then it's time for you to download and listen to Be Still and Know from FHU.com. This free audio lesson will teach you how to free yourself from your own negativity so you can better deal with day-to-day challenges. You can stop the anger, the doubt, the sense of failure that's holding you back. FHU.com can help. Learn exercises that will give you strength to overcome problems and make life easier. Don't let emotions take control. If you're ready for a new perspective, go to FHU.com to hear Be Still and Know absolutely free. That's FHU.com. With a new version of your own life, you can be happy again. Visit FHU.com for a free audio download of Be Still and Know. Life is too short to waste on the same problems day after day. Go to FHU.com. Do it today.
Join the thousands who have gained enlightenment through the foundation of human understanding and from listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You'll find a wealth of information by visiting FHU.com. Sunday sessions at the foundation are a popular event, but if you're unable to attend, you can now take them home with you. That's right. Enjoy 20 Sunday sessions on MP3 CD, 40 hours of audio on one CD. Find out more at FHU.com. Recent topics of Sunday sessions include Original Sin, Why It's No Longer Your Fault, Faith, Doubting the Demon of Doubt, and Food, the Most Dangerous Drug of All. Enjoy these and other relevant topics by ordering your Sunday sessions on CD. 20 sessions in all, a full 40 hours of audio. Find out more at FHU.com or call us during West Coast business hours at 1-800-877-3227. 1-800-877-3227.